live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the special council meeting to discuss the report into five houses is being adjourned until next Monday. There have been a number of adjournments over the course of the afternoon. We now understand Gardaí have been called on the foot of a claim that a phone belonging to a member has been taken and removed from the chamber by another person. The Cathaoirleach of Inishowen Municipal District says people subject to allegations of corruption within the council have been to hell and back during the investigations. He says they have been totally exonerated. Also coming up, a Donegal GP says we should continue to prioritise the over 65s and immunocompromised for COVID-19 second boosters. Later we'll have the sports news that's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with this afternoon's special council meeting to discuss a report into five houses in Buncrana. The meeting has been adjourned until next Monday. It'll take place in the morning before the council's monthly meeting, which is scheduled for the afternoon. Today's meeting was adjourned five times over the course of the afternoon due to a number of disruptions. We understand Gardaí have now been called on foot of a claim that a phone belonging to Councillor Gary Doherty has been taken by another person and removed from the chamber. Before the meeting adjourned, Councillor Doherty told members the phone has confidential and private information and emails on it. He asked what more must happen for action to be taken, telling the meeting he is at the end of his tether. Earlier, the council was told there is no evidence of corruption in its purchase of five houses at Ancranla in Buncrana, some of which were found to have had deleterious materials in their blocks. Auditors BDO, who were commissioned by the council to carry out an independent review, presented their report last week. It was the topic under discussion at today's special meeting. Members welcomed the report's findings, but Councillor Frank McPearty rejected them, repeating a number of allegations and calling on the chief executive and a number of other council officials to resign. You can see the executive summary and a link to the full report on our website, highlandradio.com. That debate, as we said, set to resume on Monday morning next. Well, the Cathaoirleach of Inishowen Municipal District says people subject to allegations of corruption within the council have been to hell and back during the investigation. Speaking at this afternoon's special council meeting, Councillor Paul Canning apologised to staff and their families who he said had to endure allegations. A number of staff affected by the allegations from the housing sector were in attendance at the meeting along with members of their families. And Emma Ryan was there for Highland Radio News.
Councillor Canning says the council knew there was no corruption or systemic corruption and says councillors in Inishowen fully support the staff and families impacted. Councillor Jack Murray says the staff in Inishowen are totally innocent people and those who were named in the allegations should get full access to the council's legal supports. Councillor Raina Donaghy says the detailed report clearly confirms that there has been no corruption, systemic corruption or no attempt to conceal that the houses had mica. Councillor Martin Farron said the report confirms what he already knew and also called for an apology for the affected staff. Councillor Terry Cross welcomed the report's findings. He says there's no place in the chamber for such disgusting behaviour. Councillor Albert Doherty also added his remarks and he said that the report comes with recommendations and that the council should look into taking these recommendations on board in the future. Councillor Johnny McGuinness echoed the comments and said that staff have had to endure terrible consequences. Councillor Nicholas Cross said it was a good decision to buy the houses, but the level of abuse sustained by those affected crossed the line.
And there's more coverage of that meeting on our website, as we said, highlandradio.com, including, as we said, there is a link to that full BDO report available on the website. You can also read the executive summary. The Taoiseach says he's confident the government will survive tomorrow's no-confidence motion. Micheál Martin says there would be a real doubt over a September budget if a general election were held. The Sinn Féin motion will be debated tomorrow night in the Dáil before going to a vote. Micheál Martin says ensuring a budget goes through is now the government's main priority.
I am confident because I do believe a majority of TDs believe in getting things done, in constructively dealing with challenges and problems and primarily dealing with the cost of living and ensuring that we have a budget at the end of September. There would be a real doubt over a budget at the end of September if there was to be a general election in the next number of weeks. I think that would be destructive.
Well, Donegal TD Joe McHugh and South Donegal Deputy Mark McSharry are among those expected to vote in support of the government, despite the fact that they've resigned the Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil whips, respectively. Donegal Independent Deputy Thomas Pringle will back the Sinn Féin motion, as will South Donegal Independent Marion Harkham. She concedes the motion will probably fail, but she says it's important that the government's performance is reviewed and put under scrutiny.
I think it's clear the government will win the vote, but that doesn't negate the validity of putting forward the alternatives and speaking up about the issues where government has not delivered. And I hope to participate in that. That's an important part of democracy. It's not just about turning up and voting on this, that and the other.
A Donegal GP says we should continue to prioritise the over 65s and immunocompromised when it comes to a second COVID-19 booster. It comes as the number of COVID-infected patients in Irish hospitals passed 1,000 today for the first time since April. Latest figures for Letterkenny University Hospital show 61 patients with COVID, one of them in ICU. The European Medicines Agency has recommended a second booster only for those over 60 or with underlying conditions. Well, Dr. Dennis McCauley, who chairs the IMO's GP committee, agrees the second booster should be targeted at specific groups for now.
So I think at the present moment, in the summer sort of vaccination campaign, it's very clear that the people that should get it are those that, over 65 and those who are immunosuppressed. I think the evidence is quite clear for those over 80. It is presumably straightforward that people over 65 will get benefit.
Gardaí are continuing their investigation into a crash involving a car and a jeep in County Sligo yesterday. It happened on the road between Sligo and Bundoran shortly after 3 o'clock on the N15 at Creevy Keel, Cliffinney. Three women and a man were removed from the car and jeep and rushed to Sligo University Hospital. The woman in her 70s who was travelling in the car was later pronounced dead. Gardaí are urging any witnesses to come forward, particularly anyone who may have dash cam footage. The Grand Secretary of the Orange Order insists the 12th of July is more than just about marching. Thousands are preparing for their first return to a pre-pandemic Orangemen's Day after 2 years of COVID restrictions. At the weekend, thousands marched at the first major gathering of the season at Rosnalla in Donegal. They celebrate the victory of Protestant King William of Orange over Catholic King James II at the Battle of the Boyne in 1690. Well, the Grand Secretary of the Orange Order, Mervyn Gibson, insists, however, it's not just about marching and the Battle of the Boyne.
There's a lot more to the Orange Order than simply marching on the 12th day. There's a charity aspect to it. There's a social aspect to it. On the 12th day, we prayed. We go to our fields. We have a service of thanksgiving to God. So it does showcase our Christian side and also our traditional side through praying.
Meanwhile, a potentially record-breaking 11th night bonfire has been dedicated to a man who died after falling from a neighbouring pyre in Larne in County Antrim. The stack of pallets and other materials was dismantled last night following the death of John Steele. With more detail, here's Sarah McKinley.
Tributes have been flooding in since bonfire builder named locally as John Steele was killed in an accident on Saturday night at the Antyville bonfire. The dad in his 30s fell while helping build the structure, something he is said to have done for years. The bonfire was last night demolished by the council, but construction of the nearby Craigie Hill pyre continued, with organisers saying the attempt to break the 198-foot world record would continue in John's honour with the family's blessing. It'll be lit tonight, along with around 250 others across Northern Ireland.
A man and a woman have been arrested in connection with the murder of Lisa Thompson in Ballymun in Dublin in May. The pair, both in their 30s, are being questioned at separate Dublin Garda stations. With more, here's Aidan Delaney.
The body of Lisa Thompson was discovered on Tuesday, May the 10th, at her home in Sandyhill Gardens in Ballymun. The mother of two had suffered a violent death and had received a significant number of stab wounds. It's believed the 52-year-old was stabbed to death during an attack before being discovered by her neighbours. Gardaí said there had been no evidence of threats made against Lisa before she was killed and that her death had shocked the local community. At her memorial service last month, she was remembered as a woman with a belief in fairness and justice and a friendly, caring person who had dreams for her future.
A former mayor of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District says Donegal County Council must do more to tackle dereliction, particularly as some unused buildings in the county are becoming increasingly unsafe. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says there have been numerous discussions about the issue and it's now time for action. Councillor Kavanagh says legislation gives the council more power in relation to commercial premises, and the appointment of a vacant homes officer is also, he says, a significant step. Councillor Kavanagh says Donegal County Council is lagging behind other local authorities.
We haven't tackled this problem the way that other counties have. I've talked to colleagues in different councils and they've gone about this in a different way, and they've got a lot of funding and got this job done. We haven't done that. There's a lot of dereliction in the county. There's huge waiting lists, and if it's so in Jamaica and the Ukraine situation on top of that, we need to bring every building that we can back into use. There's a vacant homes officer now in each county council, and we really need to make that role important and make sure that that role works for the county.
People will have been surprised to read in the Donegal News recently that Donegal County Council has spoken to no owners, and one would have thought at the very least the council would be reaching out and having discussions.
Yes, we have to do that, I think, within the regeneration plan. That is happening, and I welcome that that's happening on Main Street, but not near enough has been done. And that vacant homes officer should be talking to all those people now, and we should have a proper database as well of all the vacant buildings and all the vacant homes. We need to really get on to this because, as I say, it has gone on far too long, and we need to address it. And as well, even in Letterkenny, the Main Street does not look anything as well as it should look. And, people are seeing that, people that visit here, they're walking up Lower Main Street in particular, and it does not look good. And it's something we can address and we should address and be good for everyone and good to the town.
And that was Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh. Ukrainian refugees who are currently living in college accommodation will be moved off campus before the academic year begins. That's according to the Higher Education Minister, who says the Department of Integration is working to relocate refugees and leave rooms available for incoming students. Minister Simon Harris says third level accommodation isn't appropriate for fleeing families on a long-term basis.
I think it is important that student accommodation is for students. It's very important that families, the children, can live obviously in an environment that is appropriate to them. I know, and we all know, that this challenge isn't easy. It's something we're morally bound to accept. It's not acceptable that you'd have, as you rightly imply, a child in a student accommodation facility.
Well, the Students' Union at the Donegal ATU's Letterkenny campus says with recent upgrading of the college to technological university status, the number of students there will rise, but there isn't a corresponding rise in the amount of accommodation available in the area. The situation worsened recently when 50 students were told that their booked accommodation was no longer available. It's understood Walnut Grove returned deposits to students because of upcoming refurbishment works. The company behind the accommodation says they can no longer house the students. Well, Barry Breslin is the Donegal ATU Students' Union Vice President with responsibility for welfare. He says this is a serious situation.
Unfortunately, with us now being an ATU, we knew there would be an increase in a demand for accommodation, and with that there, we knew we'd be relying on some of the regulars over the years, and such as we have with Walnut Grove. So as the timing of this here hasn't been very convenient, and also with the fact that we were left in the dark as to this whole development, as we just got calls in from parents detailing on the situation. So obviously that did not help things. But yeah, it's been a major disappointment for so many students, as some have dated back as far as March, already booking into this accommodation. Yeah, just there's a lack of communication between the parties here, and it's just really disappointing, and it's going to put a lot of stress on a lot of parents and a lot of students.
It's not only the lack of communication, but it's also the timing. It's the fact that they took these students on in March, allowed them to get a deposit. Now suddenly there are refurbishments in place and no reasoning other than that's been given.
Yeah, as I said, just a lack of communication. Now, we have tried to get in contact with the landlords, as we do have their number from being one of our contacts, but unfortunately we've had absolutely nothing from their side of it, which is very unfortunate. But hopefully in the coming days they will reach out and we will get more details on the situation.
And of course, I would suppose as well, this will now have a knock-on effect as well. I'm sure there are plenty of students who didn't secure a place anywhere yet for the upcoming semester in September. So is this only going to compound the issues we've seen before now with student accommodation in Letterkenny?
Absolutely, just more pressure on the system. No, fortunately enough, we have had many come back from the year previously saying that they're open to taking on students, and we are compiling a list at the moment, which will be available come August. So, yeah, we will just try to do the best we can with what we have.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
17 minutes past five. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with boxing, and Sport Ireland has immediately stripped the Irish Athletic Boxing Association of 15% of its core funding. They've expressed their disappointment at the IABA's rejection of governance reforms at their AGM. Just 25 delegates voted in favour, with 80 against. Sport Ireland say further financial sanctions will be imposed until governance reforms are satisfactorily made within the association. In women's Gaelic football, the LGFA have confirmed Donegal's All-Ireland semi-final with Meath will be played this coming Saturday, the 16th of July, at 4 o'clock at Croke Park. The game, which is a repeat of this year's league final, will be the second of the semis doubleheader at GA headquarters. Kerry and Mayo will face off in the first game at 2 on Saturday. On this week's DL Debate, after the 7 o'clock news this evening, Maureen O'Donnell will be joining Brendan Devaney to discuss that big win for the Donegal Ladies over Dublin last Saturday in the Championship, setting up that semi-final with Meath. Brendan spent the weekend at Croke Park. We'll be hearing from Kevin's Cian Mackey, former Kerry All-Ireland winning manager and player Eamon Fitzmaurice, and Michael McMullen of the Gaelic Life, who reflect on the games played in Dublin. That's all in the DL Debate tonight, just after the 7 o'clock news. Andy McEntee is set for a swift return to inter-county management a month after ending his six-year reign as Meath manager. McEntee is set to be appointed the new Antrim manager. The Saffron's management committee put McEntee's name forward to replace Enda McGinley, and ratification is likely to follow later today or tomorrow. On the international women's soccer front, Northern Ireland are playing in the first half against Austria in their second Group A game at the European Championships. They need to avoid a heavy defeat if they're to keep alive their very slim hopes of making the quarterfinals. The latest score there is 0-0, with approximately 19 minutes played off that tie. There's another game taking place tonight. It's at 8 o'clock at the Amex in Brighton, where the tournament hosts England are taking on Norway. Manchester United boss Erik ten Hag insists Cristiano Ronaldo is not for sale. The Portugal forward has reportedly asked to leave Old Trafford because they've not qualified for the Champions League. Ten Hag says despite Ronaldo's absence from their pre-season tour of Asia, he won't be leaving the club.
He's not with us, and it is due to personal issues. We are planning with Cristiano Ronaldo for this season. That's it. And I'm looking forward to work with him.
The United manager also confirmed that Harry Maguire will remain as captain. Paul Pogba has completed his return to Juventus from Manchester United. The French midfielder left the Italian side for a second spell at Old Trafford 6 years ago, and he's come back as a free agent after his contract at the Premier League club had expired. Jack Nicklaus has shied away from publicly criticising LIV Golf CEO Greg Norman. The RNA did not invite a two-time Open champion Norman to this week's Celebration of Champions at St Andrews. Three-time winner of the Claret Jug is Nicklaus, and he refused to stick the boot on to his long-time friend Norman.
Greg Norman's an icon in the game of golf. Okay? He's a great player. We've been friends for a long time. And regardless of what happens, he's going to remain a friend. And he and I just, but unfortunately, he and I just don't see eye to eye in what's going on. I basically leave it.
Finally, in rugby, Andy Farrell says Peter O'Mahony is on track to play in Saturday's decisive third test with the All Blacks. According to the head coach, O'Mahony has passed his second HIA, with a third still to come. Keith Earls will captain Ireland for tomorrow's midweek game with the Moray All Blacks in Wellington. The Munster man is named in midfield alongside Ulster's Stuart McCluskey. That's your sport, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. The consultation into the provision of CCTV cameras in the Twin Towns ends this week, with a final consultation event on Thursday at the Base Enterprise Centre in Stranorlar. It's proposed to locate six cameras at six strategic locations in Ballybuffet and Stranorlar. Councillor Patrick McGann says those locations are not written in stone and the people's views are important. On today's 9 to noon show, he outlined the proposed locations.
The first one says that the Bank of Ireland, they can cover the Donegal Street, the kind of Glenfinn Street, and the Upper Main Street. The next one then is down then at the Chinese there, which is just directly opposite Avenue Street. Again, Lower Main Street, Upper Main Street, and that. And the next one then is down at the Bower, at that Chestnut Road entrance beside the GAA Centre. There's also one over there at Heaney's on the way out to Van Harps, and that would cover that street and also go down the Free Lane. And then the next one then is opposite Andy's there in Stenarda beside the old fire station, and that would begin Upper Lower Main Street and would also cover up on Darren McCown where the old fire station was, and the next one then is up at the Clay's Corner. There's a big challenge here about civil liberties and about data protection and you know, rights to privacy. So look, the consultation is open at the moment for a drop-in. Plus, on the 14th, people can go on, and there will be an official there that deals specifically with CCTV. While there's six at the moment, it's not to say there can't be more. That's why it's so important for people to call on, give their opinion, and maybe give an explanation as to why they're in these six locations, say, rather than six other locations. But I certainly welcome them.
And that was Councillor Patrick McGowan. A major regeneration project for the Church Lane in Letterkenny is to be unveiled on Friday week. The Church Lane Historic Towns Initiative will be launched following a conference on dereliction, which is taking place in the town. With more detail, here's Daniel Brennan.
The Church Lane Historic Towns Initiative is set to be launched next Friday, July the 22nd. The project, which is a collaboration between Donegal County Council and the Heritage Council, will be what they're calling the first major urban regeneration project in Donegal. It's understood €200,000 in funding has been given to the award-winning Daedalus Architecture firm to design the works, which will be unveiled after a conference on dereliction in Letterkenny, being hosted by Letterkenny Tiny Towns and the Letterkenny Cathedral Quarter. The secretary of the Letterkenny Cathedral Quarter, Donan Harvey, says the works under the Historic Towns Initiative have been an outstanding success.
And the extra €100 top-up for the back-to-school allowance will begin transferring into accounts from Monday. It's been brought forward from its original August date, but the payment itself without the top-up begins today. Applications remain open and the Department of Social Protection expects it to benefit up to 150,000 families by September. Minister Heather Humphreys says she's happy that the payment has been brought forward.
We had anticipated that it would be August because obviously there has to be IT changes made, and I'm delighted that my staff in Social Protection have been working extremely hard and we're going to be able to make the payment next Monday. The payment for those who don't have to apply for back to school education will proceed this week as normal and they'll get the top up on next Monday.
Looking at the weather forecast, and Metairn tell us that it will remain cloudy with some hazy sunshine this afternoon and this evening. That cloud continuing to thicken as we move into the evening with moderate southerly breezes turning fresh along Atlantic coast. There's a chance of some patchy light rain the further into the evening we go. Cloud and patchy rain will spread from the west overnight with some drizzle and mist. Another humid night, lowest temperatures 14 to 17 degrees Celsius in a moderate southwest breeze. Tomorrow Tuesday will start mostly cloudy with patchy rain or drizzle gradually clearing eastwards. Brighter conditions with just isolated showers extending from the west in the afternoon and evening. Maximum temperatures of between 19 and 21 degrees tomorrow. Moderate westerly breezes are expected. Main stories in brief, and a special council meeting to discuss a report into five houses in Buncrana has been adjourned until next Monday. There had been four earlier adjournments because of disruptions. We understand Gardaí have now been called and are present at the Oral Leisure Centre on foot of a claim that a phone belonging to Councillor Gary Doherty was taken by another person and removed from the chamber before the meeting adjourned. He told members the phone has confidential and private information and emails on it. Earlier, the council was told there is no evidence of corruption in the purchase of the five houses, some of which were found to have deleterious materials in their blocks. Members welcomed the report's findings. However, Councillor Frank McPherty rejected them, repeating a number of allegations and calling on the chief executive and a number of other council officials to resign. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 11th of July. The death has taken place of PJ Mullen, 28, Coal Hill, Newton Cunningham. PJ's remains will repose at his late residence from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 22:11, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. House private pleas to family, close friends and neighbours. Family time from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Thomas Royle, Barrisar House, Craig Muff. House strictly private, please. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 25 to 11 via the Red Cross, Coolmore Road, Derry, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass at Fernhill Church, Coolmore, Derry. Cremation afterwards in Lakeland Crematorium in Cavan. Requiem Mass can be viewed on coolmoreparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Irish Heart Foundation, with links on the Dunleavy Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Helen Black, née Pritchard, Briarfield, Ballinasloe, County Galway, and formerly of Rye, Milford and Woodlawn, Ballinasloe. Helen will repose at her sister Anne's residence at Briarfield, Ballinasloe, from 6 to 8 tomorrow evening. Removal on Wednesday morning at 11:30 to St Bernard's Church, Abinockmoy, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, followed by burial in Abinockmoy Cemetery. Funeral Mass will be live-streamed on the Abinockmoy Parish Facebook page. House private, please, on Wednesday morning. Family flowers only, donations, if desired, to the Palliative Care Team, Galway. The death has occurred of Vincent McLaughlin, the curate, the Castles, Isle of Doe, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 to St Mary's Church, Clonmany, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St Columbkill's Village Centre, Clia, Clonmany, care of any family member or McFeely's funeral directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. And the death has occurred of Peter Gallagher, Ballylosky, Carndonna. Removal from his home tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock to Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan, for cremation at 2 p.m. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.